Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Oh, praise the magnificent in the name of the Lord. Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Roots International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Can hear you. Hello?
Hello? Yes, she's...
Hello, praise him.
Can hear you?
Praise God. God bless you, Ambassador Kendrick. So good to hear your voice. Yes, you know what to
praise
do.
Praise the Lord.
You just carry on until you hear his voice, until you hear our chief's voice. Just carry right on. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. I will take the prayer request and... it is supposed to be Ambassador Wilson Knight and Sister Brown, but I'll take the prayer request and move from there.
Oh, certainly.
I didn't know it was my night.
Mother Wilson, that's you?
Yes, this is me, but I didn't know it was my night. I
got
to talk for a little while, and I didn't know that I was assigned to tonight.
You remember you and Sister Brown, you volunteered back when he asked for volunteers, and yours was Tuesday night along with Sister Brown, Sister Sheila Brown. But if you don't mind, I'll take the prayer request and turn it over to you. Are you going to take the prayer request and do it all?
Do you want me to take the prayer request and you pray tonight?
I'll take the prayer request and turn to you since it's your night.
All right, then.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, this is Ambassador Hendricks. Amen, 912 area. Amen, we here tonight are to give thank you, thank you, thank you. So what we're going to do, we just thank God for our tea. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we thank God for Dr. Betty. We thank God for... Dr. Hagen and Dr. Bishop Hagen, all of you on the line. So I'm open now for prayer requests. Do anyone have a prayer request for tonight?
Well, this is Mother Wilson, and I want to give a prayer request also along with a praise report. I asked for prayer for Brother Dotson, Theodore Dotson this morning because he was going in for surgery. I want to continue to pray for him, but he did have hip surgery, one-day surgery, and he's back at home, and his wife told me he had been walking on the walker today, so he felt better.
Holly, what's his name?
Theodore Johnson.
Theodore Johnson?
Right. I want to continue to pray for him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Do anyone else have a prayer request? We also have Dr. Betty on the line, Dr. Betty for prayer request, Rhea and Demetri and Raphael and the whole family, Dr. Chief Ambassador's family, Dr. Bishop Hagen, Dr. Julia Hagen on prayer list. Anyone else?
Amen. I'm
going to
ask you to put me on
there. Oh, yes, sir. Chief is here. Amen. Chief Ambassador, we got him on the line already. Amen. Keep walking. You want me to continue? Just turn it over to you. Can I continue to take prayer requests?
You can take a few more.
Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request? Amen. Anyone else? Okay. Let me read these off to you. We have our chief ambassador. We have Dr. Betty. We have Rhea. We have Lamisha and Raphael and all the grandchildren. We have Mother Wilson, and she was requesting prayer for Brother Johnson, which had surgery back home. And we have Bishop Hagin, Dr. Judah Hagin on prayer list. Anyone else?
Sister Rosie.
She's all right down here. And I'm trying to figure out why she...
Sister Rosa?
Rosa, yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Good evening. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for my mother and the people in Louisiana, the flood victims in Louisiana, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I want to ask, is anybody down close to Louisiana or somewhere else, but have you heard from Ambassador Ernestine Johnson? I've been trying to reach her, and I haven't got any answer. If anybody knows how, any better numbers to reach her, please let me know. Because she's sitting down there, and I think she lives in Baton Rouge, and we need to check on her. Amen? Let's put it on the prayer list, Ambassador Ernestine Johnson. Amen. Ask God to protect her and help her.
Amen.
They're mad, those floods. So we certainly want to pray for her.
Amen. Are there another prayer request? If not, we thank God for these prayer requests. And do anyone feel led to pray?
I'm going to be coming before you give it to me.
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
I thank God tonight for being able to pray. I thank the Lord. Lord, we are coming to you tonight as humble as we know how. We ask you to forgive us tonight for everything that we have said and it wasn't in your will. And we want you to look on us and count us worthy and help us to be the person that you would have us to be. And, Lord, we are seeking you that you would help us to be in our spirit as you would have us to be and act, hold us up in your will. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look on the requests tonight that have come before us on the prayer line. Lord, we know that you know all about each and every one that has requested prayer and the one that have requested prayer for in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, the flood victim down in Louisiana, the flood, Lord, we know that you send the rain. We know you send the flood. But, God, protect the people that are down there. You know all about them. You know how to shield them and let them get out of the way of the flood in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you know how to do it. We ask you to look on Ambassador Ernestine Johnson. We know that she is able to give her a way to call and let us know how she is doing. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to give her the strength and don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to her, but let her give, oh God, us a report that we can hear from her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, look on the Ambassador Johnson and his family, all of them, all his grandchildren, and lift them up in the prayer. Lord, whatever his needs is, even in his own body, oh God, just able to heal
and deliverer. You was able to look on his wife, Dr. Betty. You was able to see all of their needs. You know what their needs are. Lord, we don't know, but you know, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to look on Sister Rosie Stokes, Lord. Supply her every need. You know what her needs are. You know better than we do. You know where she needs food. You know whether she needs a body heal. You know whatever she needs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch her now and give her strength in her body. And heal, oh God, every wound, every hurt that comes that way. In the name of Jesus and on the prayer line, dear God, you continue to bless Brother Dotson. You see and you know how he had been suffering with his hip for years. Oh God, he had one hip replacement and you gave him another one. And we want you to continue to let him do well. He said he felt well this afternoon. And he's back home, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for letting him come back home and giving him strength to walk on his leg. God, I know you was able to do it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to look on the mother of the nation. We ask you to look on Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Dana. We ask you to look on Ambassador, all of them, oh God, that come on the prayer line. And we know that you was able to do it. We know you was able to fix it, fix every problem. Look on Ambassador Hagan and his wife, oh God. We know that you was able to bless both of them. Bring them out of whatever it is, God. Give them joy. Give them peace in the mind. Peace, oh God. And heal their bodies and heal their mind and their soul, oh God. And give us strength. Strength, Lord. Strength on a journey in the name of Jesus. And we know that there is nothing, oh God, that you can't do because you are supreme. You are over all of us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Ella Wilson. We know that you was able to touch his body and give him strength, oh, God, and lead him on the way. And look on every pastor, Lord, wherever they are, every bishop, God, you know, and we need you now. We need you in times like these. And the president, oh, God, look on him. Look on those people that are going, oh, God, running for president. We know that you was able to put us all in our right places. And, God, you know what there need to be and what don't need to be. And you was able to fix that condition also. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. And look on all of the people, oh, God, that you have that's on the prayer line because you know that they're not on that just for to be on there, but they're on there because of you. And we are lifting up your name, and we want somebody, oh, God, to catch on fire and burn in the Holy Ghost because we know the Holy Ghost is right for all of us, all over the world, in the name of Jesus. And look on my children and give them strength, oh, God, save those that are not saved. Look on all of the children that's going to school. Look on them, oh, God, touch their hearts in the name of Jesus and help them to know that you are God and nobody God but you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you, God. Oh, God, give us to say yes to you. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Help us to obey. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Wilson, for that prayer. Amen. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you, God.
A wonderful prayer.
Thank you, Chief.
God, oh, I just want to just ask you, Lord, to bless these folk.
Thank you.
Amen. Who are sacrificing for you.
Thank you, Chief.
And Lord, every name I call, please, would you please bless them and have a miracle dispatched to them. God, I know you have names that you put on special miracles. Put their names on special miracles and dispatch it to these precious people. Oh, God, that precious lady who's been working on that all-night prayer, Ambassador Frierson, Lord, Benita Frierson, Lord, bless her. Pauline Hendricks and Bishop James C. and Julie C. Hagan.
Yes, thank you.
Lolita Wilson, Lord, and Patricia Stern,
yes,
Latonya Williams, and Sheila Brown.
Thank you, Lord.
Eddie Johnson.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Joyce Long.
Yes, thank you.
Rosa Stokes and Lucille Angelo, Karen Brown, Lord, Geraldine Garnett, Eleanor Pfeiffer, Gina Hodges, Charlotte Gray, and all these people give miracles. Lord, give miracles. Bea Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. Gladys Peterson. Not all these precious people. Go and help them. Yeah. All of our mothers. Oh, God, we just praise you. And we thank you. And everybody who needs a miracle, Mary Lacey, and all these precious people. And please, Lord, don't forget me, Bernard Johnson. Oh, God, we want to sing that song because of what you do for us. Oh, 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 what you've done for me. Oh, 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 what you've done for me. I never shall forget what you've done for me. Bless us, Lord. Bless every one of these precious people. Mother Digby, all of my mothers. Mother Franklin, oh God, Mother Duncan, Mother God, haven't heard from in a long time. And all these precious mothers, Mother Wilson, all of them, all our mothers, help them to mother to the nation, and all of them.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you. We've come to thank you a thousand times. We're not going to prolong it any longer. We're going to give you praise. Let's thank you until about 9:34. Amen. Go ahead, Ambassador Hendrix, just lead us again. Lord, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for being a burden, bow a heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
a mind regulator. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Hallelujah, God.
thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, praise your holy name. Amen. Let me see.
And in that genealogy, there are all kinds of people in the book. Somebody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, amen, amen.
Amen. All those names, amen, are in the book. And let me tell you something. You think you're giving him 1,000 thank yous, and these folks, we don't hear nothing about what they did. I mean, you have to study and you have to do research here to find out what they did in the book. But you thank them 1,000 times, and you think it's not being recorded. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes.
Can't record it, y'all. I'm telling you. Man, let me see here. Yeah. Find that genealogy for me, somebody. I know it's here. I just want to show you this. My God. It's right there. And they go on and on to the generation of Jesus.
Are you talking about when they begat one another?
Begat.
Matthew, the first chapter.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I didn't see it. Maybe I'm moving too fast. But I want to tell you that all those names that they put in the book there, that God put in there, and there's really nothing significant except they were part of the genealogy. Mm-hmm. And when they put them in the book, they went on down. And then there are other places where their names, many names mentioned in the book. And, oh, my God. There's no significant mention of what they did. Now, I'm just trying to reason with you with common sense. God's writing this new book, and you got something significant you did. Some of y'all, Ambassador Stern, gave him 10,000 thank yous. If these other folks,
I passed that now. I want to correct that. I've passed that now. Amen. Right. I pass that now. Amen. And we'll pass 1,000 praises about Ambassador Johnson. That was kindergarten. We're beyond that now.
Well, my point is, if all these other names are in the book, and they really didn't do no mention of anything particular in the book. And I think for sure your names will be, look here, Zerubbabel begat Abiad, and Abiad begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azar, and Azar begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Akim, and Akim begat Eliad. And it just goes on. You know, just telling about how the family tree is here. And really did nothing, as I can see, except they begot somebody. And Ezekias beget Manasseh. And Manasseh beget Ammon, yeah. And Ammon beget Josias. Your name, and let me see if I can put this on your table and on your plate. Now, having there, Melina Wilson, she gave 1,000 thank yous or more.
Thank you.
Ambassador Stern, 10,000 or more. Thank yous unto God. And Mother Rosa Stokes, 1,000 or more thank yous. I'm just showing you. It's going to be in the book. My God. Somebody else, praise God that your name
thank
is written in the book.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm just talking common sense. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look, and it ain't nothing that they really did. It's I for so as far as I can see, except they begot. And that was good. Amen. But all y'all is going to be in the book about how you gave God so much. I'm going to be in the book. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm finished tonight. Anybody got a prayer report? No. Open to you.
Nobody give a fuck what she said.
All right.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is Mother Stern speaking. Amen. Up under the anointed and the unction of the Holy Spirit. I apologize for stepping in, Chief Ambassador, but I'm a challenger. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like to challenge myself in the Lord. And when I did that 10,000, amen, today I did 11,000-plus thank yous today. I have to do 10,000 steps a day by calculation. And so when I did my 10,000 steps, every step I took, I say, thank you, Jesus. And I record my things. Amen. I have a journal before the Lord. Amen. I do. I thank God. And every prayer request that he'll, thank you, Jesus, that we pray and they've been answered. We just pray for amen. This morning, amen, we just pray for the man of God this morning that came forth, that we pray for that had the hip operation. And then the praise report came back this evening that he's already walking. Now, you know that's God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. He answered within the self-same hour. That's the kind of God we serve. So I praise God for the prayer requests and the people that are taking heed to the prayers and receiving what thus saith the Lord, because without faith you can't please him anyway. So when we pray, you got to be in agreement with us that God is going to do it. We don't have to command God to do anything. All we have to do is ask him. We tell the devil, we command him. But Jesus, all we have to do is ask him. And I thank God, because this has become, I tell you, Chief, after the 100-day fast and everything, and it just looked like a whole new me came about. Amen. I had my own Bible study on Tuesday night. Amen. And I heard part of the youth prayer line, but I'd be running home. My daughter was driving, and I didn't want her to speed to run over the, you know, go over the speed limit. But they know at 9 o'clock, I'm faced before God, and I thank Amen. Him for it. I'm before God. It's like a magnet. It just draws you. Amen. It's one thing when you're ministering and you're talking, but it's another thing when you're before God and you're praising him. That's special to me. That my 9 o'clock is special to me. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the morning, amen, praise the Lord. My 6 o'clock is special to me. Amen. And I thank God for the drawing of the Holy Spirit, because there's nobody but the Lord. Amen. And I love this time of night. Amen. I just go to sleep and just sleep real good. Amen. Praise the Lord. I used to have to use an alarm clock, but I was sharing what you share with us, Ambassador Johnson, to my congregation the other day. Amen. Like you, and one of the, I don't forgot her name, but you say one lady on the, she couldn't sleep at night, and so you prayed for her that she sleep. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, oh, I know I was telling the testimony at the at my gym, and Tim shared this with him and say the man told me he couldn't sleep at night, and I shared with him what my chief ambassador told me, and so you saw the lady and say, well, why are you not on the prayer line? Say, well, when you pray for me, now I can't wake up. Amen. I thought that was so cute. Amen. But I thank and praise God that I sleep real good at night. And I used to then ever have to use an alarm clock, but I sleep so sound now. Amen. Praise the Lord, until I don't want to miss it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you is my prayer. I just really, amen. It's like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I can't wait to praise the Lord. Get with the people of God. Now, I praise them all day, but it was something about the sound that goes up to heaven when all of us praise God together. It's a different sound, I tell you. And I thank God for that. God bless you all tonight. It's my prayer.
Beautiful, beautiful. Is there another, before we close, we can take one more.
Peace and best of peace. And thank you, praise God. But all the week I had been having problems with my head and neck and everything. So after, and that's the stand praising me this morning and everything. So I felt better today. Praise God, I'm continuing to get better because there's some things I need to get done. But I'm just trusting God. It's all knowing, trusting God to see what the Lord's going to do. So I thank you, praise God, and you're touching me. I don't like to ask for prayer, but those are things sometimes I just can't. I have to have prayer as something that I can't control. So I have these nerves probably especially in my neck and stuff and bothering my head. And God, I have a lot of things going on from the accident I had, so that's why I've been needing prayer sometimes. Sometimes I do good, and then yeah, I can't handle it by myself. I'm great, but sometimes I need my extra help on it. So I thank you, praise God, for all prayer. Get your prayer for me. I appreciate every one of
them. Let me ask you something. Now, I want to make sure I'm not hearing wrong. Is this Ambassador Peterson?
Oh, I tell you. I thank you.
And Ambassador Peterson, did you hear yourself? You are articulating better.
Yes. Yes. I can't stand a lot of time. My thinking, so.
Huh?
With this problem, I got a lot of things to do with my thinking. I'm praying God for my knowing to restore my knowing back like it used to be because now the time this problem I got is bothering my memory. I was coming. I'm still believing in God that He's going to do it.
Yes, ma'am. We believe it too. And He must be doing it because I understand you much better tonight.
Much better. Amen. Yes, Lord. I'm agreeing with you, Chief. Amen. Right. I tell you. Much better. We couldn't even understand what to pray for. We just have to say, Lord, you know. Amen. Now we understand.
Now, I got to get it right. Now, is this the one from Gary, Indiana, or am I? Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, my God. You're going, Ambassador Peterson, in a wonderful way. God bless you. We love you. I'm not
yes,
making fun of you.
This is all I'm hearing you from. They were trying to hear me from all things. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to hear you and stuff, but. A lot of things going on. I just don't say that there's a lot of things I'm fighting against. So, God is able.
Yes, ma'am, but I want you to know that He's bringing you out of them all. That's why maybe I'm playing that song. You're one of the ones I'm playing that song for. I got a feeling that everything will be all right.
Amen. I believe everything will be all right.
Look at that. You believe it, too. I believe it, too. Amen. God bless you. I got to go.
I'm going to you one.
We're going to shout a little while. Pastor Peterson, it's going to be all right. Stay on the wall, Ambassador Peterson. You're doing good. My. God bless all of y'all. We've had a wonderful night tonight, and the Lord has blessed us so. And I want you to get ready. Ah, glory. The anointing is still on this line.
Thank you, Lord.
Be all right. I wonder how many of y'all know that the Lord is blessing you through the Holy Ghost rehab.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Mother Johnson had it right. Amen. She came out of the hospital. She didn't put nobody over God.
That's right.
To be the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God began to bless us so much. Amen. She shot at church. We had one Sunday. I meant to tell y'all, we had an awesome, awesome anniversary Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
Music started shouting. The music went Mother Daniel. Amen. On her walker. She took out at the front of the church, dancing with the music and walking with the music. That's what she was doing. Amen. We had a great time. Jam packed out Sunday, people from everywhere. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, we had to put our chairs everywhere and thank God for what he did. The people said so many complimentary things to us, to Dr. Betty and myself, and told us how they really appreciated us and loved us so much. It was awesome. It was awesome Sunday, off the chain. And so we got this Sunday coming up, and then the final Sunday, amen, the fourth Sunday, the youth are going to be in charge, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time this Sunday, too. So thank God for some of you have begun to send gifts for our anniversary. You know, I don't really push a lot of money on this line. I know some ministries push money every time they get before you. But I just want y'all to do one thing for me. If we've been a blessing to you, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. Amen. If you have